WTF, why don't you listen to my show? We're never not funny on Shoddy Radio. So we disappeared for about a year, but we're back again. So everybody tell your friends that was not the end. No, you could just pretend that when the show begins that we have always been. Here comes the intro, the one we used to play. The one with all the saxophones some people said was gay. I'm not sure how to end this now, I don't know what to say. I'll probably fade this out so you won't hear it anyway.
The only one here who knows illegal ninja moves from the government.
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Jeez, I think I fell asleep for a year. Are we still on the air? Oh, hey. Wow, hey, welcome to Shoddy Radio. So we took a year off. Thank you for staying subscribed for our year of dormancy. But we're back, in a sense. We're going to try to, or I'm going to try to, put out a new show at least once a month this year. It may not be with Ben and Chris every episode. It may be with just Chris or just Ben or some other people that you may or may not have heard on past episodes if you used to listen to past episodes. I'm not even sure how you're listening to this. I don't know if iTunes will still update our podcast or not. We may have to redo our RSS feed. This episode is just a bunch of clips from like a year and a half ago, so it's probably not going to be super topical, but that hasn't been a problem for us in the past. So enjoy this show and stay subscribed and tell your friends to resubscribe if they gave up on us, because we're back again and we plan on doing some more shows. Thank you again so much for listening. And what else? Oh, please get in touch with the show. Be part of the show. I want this new reincarnation of Shoddy Radio to be very interactive with anyone who listens. So email us, shoddyradio@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook. You can just search Shoddy Radio on Facebook. Or call us. Leave messages. I'll play messages on the air if they're not too boring. Our phone number... I'm just kidding. Leave any message. It doesn't matter. Even if you don't want it to be on the air, just call us. I want it to be interactive. I really want to feel like we're doing this for someone. Anyway. Our phone number is 774-633-9669, which spells 7 Shoddy Now. I think that's about it. Thanks for listening to the show. Enjoy.
Ben, what were you asking about? My dad or something?
Oh, I noticed that there were some pictures of him on like Facebook or something, and it looked like he was in like one of those... like boards where they stabilize your neck, and then there was like blood on his hands and stuff, but he also had one of the biggest fucking smiles I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he got in another bike accident, what, last week sometime? I guess it was last...
Or 2 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't 2 weeks ago, it was last week.
Was it only last week? Yeah. I feel quick for an old guy.
I don't know what heal means. You mean put band-aids over...
No, it's healing up fast. I mean, it's in spots like my knee where when I walk, you know, it's hard to heal those places.
It's amazing that Craig doesn't have physical pain a lot of the time.
How much pain are you in right now, Dad?
None.
That's insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
How much medication are you on right now?
None. Unless you consider American Spirit cigarettes. Unless you consider those medication.
That was my medication.
Think about how many people that aren't even nearly as old as Craig, not that he's ancient.
I know. If they had a bike accident, they wouldn't.
Right. They would just.
They wouldn't show up to work for like 2 weeks, and they would complain about it for the rest of their lives. Meanwhile, he wanted to go back to work to volunteer at the thrift store the next day. But I had to talk him out of it. I have another story to tell you about my dad. It's not really related to the bike accident, but it happened recently too. So my dad told me, and he was not making a joke, and I still think he believes this, that he can make clouds disappear by staring at them. And this is not him trying to be funny. It's not him trying to be clever. I can't explain it. It made me irrationally angry that he wouldn't admit that he can't do it. Like, I was really upset at him first because he kept sticking to his guns. And I would tell him, all right, well, so we started testing it. Because, you know, sometimes there are clouds in the sky, but they're just like little tiny clouds, right? And those come and go really fast. So those are the clouds that he can make disappear, the ones that disappear really fast naturally. So he told me he can make those disappear, and I said, all right, well, why don't you do it right on this one right now? And he starts looking at it, and then I say, okay, now turn away. And he turned away, and I waited for it to disappear, and I said, okay, look back. Look, it's gone. How did it disappear without you there to make it disappear? He said, well, why don't you tell me what you said, Dad?
Well, I had focused so much concentrated energy on it that energy was still there, and the wisp of the cloud just evaporated after I had given it my initial burst of energy from my brain through my eyes into the cloud. That's all.
So then I said, well, what about this cloud right here, Dad? Don't focus any energy on it. And watch, it'll disappear. And it did disappear. And then I said, how come it didn't need you to make it disappear? And what's the reason that one disappeared?
That's a coincidence.
Oh, that's a coincidence. So you understand the concept of a coincidence. So what's a coincidence, Dad? What's that again?
Undetermined cause.
Okay, right. But you're sure that you are the one causing the clouds to disappear when you focus your mind energy at them. And don't try to back out now and pretend you're joking the entire time. Because I was really upset. I don't know why it really upset me. Like, it got me, because I was arguing with him and I would corner him in these points. And then he would just be like, well, that's a coincidence. But I don't believe that I don't believe that he actually believes it. And I asked him, okay, how does it work, Dad? How are you making the clouds disappear? And
I told you I've been practicing.
He said, well, I've been doing it since the late 60s. I was not a tangible explanation for how you're doing it. You're just telling me when you started becoming delusional. That's all that's happening there.
I don't agree with that.
And then I said, well, how? Like, actually, what is happening? What is making the clouds disappear? And he said, like, his brain, what did you say? How are you doing it?
I'd use my mind power and I'd focus on the cloud through my eyes, and I'd look at it until the cloud would evaporate.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, can I ask a question? Is it possible to use your mind power to create new clouds or to keep existing clouds in the sky longer?
Very good question. You would come up with that. You know what? I'll have to try that next time.
See, do you hear the tone in this voice? It's the tone of someone who knows that they're just telling a lie, but they're sticking to their fucking guns about it. And that's what pisses me off so much. But he isn't joking. That's the thing. Like, I really don't. I believe that a part of him is trying to convince me and himself that he believes it. But I know that I think in his core, if he were given truth serum, that he would admit that he doesn't actually think that he can do it, that it's a coincidence. Like, that he admits that it's probably just a coincidence. So I asked him then, well, what's the size limit on clouds that you can make disappear? And he said, well, we'd have to try, like, I don't know, I haven't practiced enough, or what did you say?
I haven't practiced in a lot of years, so.
But my point is that, what if, like, how come it'll work on one cloud, but then a cloud slightly bigger than that you can't make disappear?
Probably takes more brain energy, the bigger the cloud.
Now, does he have enough brain energy to maybe disperse clouds that may form a hurricane?
Yowzer, now that would be something.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. I said, well, why don't they, if this is a real thing, Dad, why don't they just get people to all look at clouds when there are like when, like Hurricane Sandy, for example. So by the way, let's, can we stop, hang on, stop. Let's have a quick moment of silence for Hurricane Sandy.
Now, maybe it does Crud know if he's the only human on the planet that is able to disperse clouds? Or, I mean, is he like Bruce Willis's character from Unbreakable? Like, is he constantly searching for other people maybe that have the same powers as him?
Yeah, is it? You go ahead and answer that, Dad.
I read a book about a guy doing it, so that's how I got into it when I was first.
Did the book say that anybody who reads the book now has the powers to do this?
Not at all.
I want to know what that book was. I want to read that book.
Yeah. You know what? I forget that book. It was from 1968.
I'm also wondering if maybe like in Teen Wolf, the cloud disappearing power is hereditary and Danny might have inadvertently made the cloud disappear that you weren't focusing on.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
Now, that would explain why you didn't have to look at that cloud.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. And Ben, do either of you even slightly believe that my dad has the ability to make clouds disappear with his brain/eye power? And don't be afraid to offend him, just honestly.
I don't believe it for one half of a second.
Now, Chris?
It seems very unlikely.
Okay. And Dad, this is something that I wanted to tell you. He told me that he had shown that to people and they believed it. And I said, well, just because people pretend to believe something doesn't mean they believe you. They just don't want to have an awkward conversation. Like later they walk out and they say, yeah, they're telling a story to their friend. Like, yeah, this guy thinks he can make fucking clouds disappear by staring at clouds that are clearly already disappearing. I really want to get into this though, because I can't explain it. It made me irrationally angry at him. The more I would talk to him about it.
Did it ever happen where you picked a cloud, tried to make it disappear, and it didn't disappear? Or do they always disappear when you pick them out?
Pretty much. When I was into it, they would always disappear. But I'd always pick little clouds, too.
They're easier to make disappear.
Right.
Because they're smaller and they take less brain energy.
Yeah, you know. And it might be a coincidence. They're going to disappear anyhow, for all I know.
So, but that's my point, is that, Dad, don't you think, like, your brain doesn't have the ability to... You understand what clouds are and how they work, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, do you think your brain has the ability to just make water evaporate, too? Like, if you stare at a bowl of water long enough, that's... And, of course, this will work if you do it long enough, because water evaporates naturally. But can you speed up the process by which water evaporates? Because if you can make clouds disappear, that's basically the same power.
No. Water takes so much longer.
You know what I can do, actually? It only works on a hot day. If I take an ice cube outside and I stare at it. It doesn't happen right away.
Let me try to guess what happens. Yeah. You make it move around and stay frozen.
It gets smaller and then it starts to slide around.
Get out of here. You can't do that.
Bet me, dog.
Now, could you guys get like a pot of boiling water, and then Crud could make the steam disappear coming off of the pot?
Yeah, could you do that, Dad?
No, I couldn't.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That should be a lot less water mass than
right next to it.
Yeah, it's so much closer, and it's way less actual condensation than is in a cloud. Seems easy. But if I've never
maybe we can get a fog machine, and he could make it malfunction.
A what?
A fog machine.
Yeah, maybe you guys can go to a club tonight, and they could make an announcement that their fog machine seems to be on the fritz.
Usually, there's much more ambiance.
All right, now, if my dad looked at 15 clouds in a row and made them all disappear, would you be convinced that he had the ability to do it?
I wouldn't be convinced.
Would you even think for a second that he actually had the ability? Be honest. Don't BS me here.
No.
Ben?
No, not at all.
Oh, man.
Now, do you know why that is, Dad? Because we all understand the concept of coincidence, which is a concept that you brought up.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, well, you don't want to defend yourself anymore about how you can make clouds disappear? Or are you feeling a little embarrassed now talking to more people than just me, and you're not so cocky about how you can make clouds disappear?
Hey, I told you I haven't practiced for years, so I'd have to get back in the hang of it.
That's the problem with this, is it annoys me that he gives himself an out, so no matter what happens, he's going to always believe that he wants to believe.
What does practicing entail? I'm curious.
Well, I'll get up in the morning and watch the clouds on the horizon coming up, and then saying, okay, what cloud do you want me to disappear? And I'll focus my energy on that one, and whoosh, it's gone. See?
What if it doesn't? And if it doesn't disappear, that means that you just still need to practice more, though, right? You still have the power,
right?
But
yeah.
You just haven't practiced.
Okay, I better practice some more. We'll try.
So what would it take to convince
you? We'll try in a week.
What would it take to convince you that you didn't have the power?
I could be convinced.
Right.
You know, what's really weird is that it seems like his powers work about as well and efficiently as prayer.
Yeah. Yep. I brought that up to him, actually.
And also, sometimes prayer doesn't work, but that can't be explained either.
No, that's not.
You got to practice more.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks, Dad. You're excused. You don't have to kick it with us. You can go eat again.
Jaws.
Thanks, Greg.
I think it'll still be warm. Thanks.
Why is he saying Jaws?
That's his nickname. His dad gave him the nickname Jaws when he was a kid. That's his other nickname other than Crud.
I was going to tell you that I played the piece that you did about your dad for Sonia when we were driving to Thanksgiving. And then afterwards, for about an hour afterwards, Delaney was walking around going, reek, reek. Oh my God, great.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
That is awesome.
What we learned in school about capitalism is really simplistic and kind of bullshit, because I remember learning that, you know, yeah, the CEOs and businessmen, they might make more money, but it's because they take risks with their money and they deserve to have a little bit of an extra incentive. But I don't know that Bill Gates, and I know Bill Gates is a good guy, but all these guys that make like, what, $60 billion? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not $60 billion more intelligent or hardworking than anybody else, right?
Of course not.
I agree 100%.
Granted, it's not to condemn him for being fortunate and successful, but cosmically, there's something wrong with that. And I do think there needs to be some wealth redistribution.
And what makes me mad about all these politics, though, is that, you know, like the Republicans are so far extreme to the right that it makes me feel like I'm defending Democrats all the time. And I don't even really consider myself a Democrat. I feel like I'm more moderate, middle of the road than anything, because there's parts of capitalism that I like, and there's parts of socialism that I like. And it's the same thing with like businesses and stuff. I don't think we should just let businesses have no restrictions and do whatever the fuck they want. But at the same time, I don't think that the union should be so big and powerful that they call the shots either. Like, it has to be a give and take.
Let me get this straight. You're telling me that there should be some type of middle ground in this? How come everyone in the world knows this, but no one can ever, like, nothing can ever get it right for the most part?
Everything on TV is just hyperbole and trying to get you to hate the other side.
And
not
that's
Chris,
the, that's
not
the
everything
point that,
is hyperbole.
Yes, every single thing.
But that's the thing that, like, everybody gets caught up in is when you have a bunch of people, whether it be fucking Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh, or, you know, there's left versions of that also, but it's whenever, because then everybody gets defensive and it makes them veer to their extreme side.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's just like my my union with my lovely bride. Now, if she was calling all the shots all the time, daddy's not going to be happy. But if I'm calling the shots all the time, she's never leaving the bedroom or the kitchen.
You're going to combine them.
Maybe you should put a bed in the kitchen.
I was going to suggest the same thing. I know. I'm sure you already have a refrigerator in the bedroom if I know you, man.
But it's just funny because, you know, like, people will constantly want to do policies that have, like, failed in the past. And both sides do it. And then they critique each other for doing it. But there's like, way too much money involved in everything that's fucking everything up. And, like, the Citizens United thing where now you can just give as much money as you want anonymously to these campaigns and stuff, and then they have these super PACs that are supposedly not in cahoots with the candidates.
Wasn't super PACs like some weird puzzle game in the arcade or something like that? Does anyone remember this?
I don't remember that.
I swear there was something like that.
But how many things do you think in our country are done because it's for the best of everybody, or because of like monetary reasons?
Well, I think a big portion of it is monetary reasons, but I also think that whenever you're new into any industry and you see things the way they're supposed to be, when you go in and you try to change things, everyone, like, the it's the same way like that people try to talk you out of your dreams. Like, everyone who's already in an industry is like, no, we can't do that because this, we can't do that because, like, if you're already part of an industry, there are so many people that don't like someone to come in who sees a better way and tries it, and they just don't, they want to just talk everyone out of any trying anything. You know what I mean? Like, there's this weird sort of like, it's like because they're beat down, they want to make you feel beat down also, I guess. I don't know. Does that make any sense?
No, I know what you mean, because like at my job, I have all kinds of ideas to make our business run better.
Yeah.
But they, and I know that just makes me sound like a hotshot like everybody else.
No, but I know exactly why. I'm sure they're probably good ideas, man. I know you. You wouldn't just have some fucking dumb, you're not like driven by your ego so much that you're like, yeah, this is going to work because I'm going to do it. You know, like
my whole thing with the company that I work for is that we have like 130 grocery stores spread out through way Northern California through the Bay Area, and they want every single store to be ran and operated the same exact way.
Well, it's their exact same community in every place.
Exactly. I mean, that's why it's stupid. You know, like I live
Sacramento is exactly the same as what's a nice
Red
part of
Bluff
the Bay Area.
Antioch and
what's the best part of the Bay Area? Like
the city, bro, San Francisco.
The way I choose a grocery store is whatever market is closest to my house, that's the one I always go to, no matter what.
And that's what 95% of the people shop. Do you know how many fucking conversations I've had with higher up people about how to get people to shop at your grocery store? And I'm like, easy, build fucking apartment complexes around our store. Because there's very few people, maybe 20% tops will drive past stores to go to another one.
My girlfriend does, just for the reason that the closest one to her house, she thinks she might get raped in the parking lot on the way into the store.
So she goes to that one specifically?
So she'll go to the next one over in the slightly wealthier.
Oh, that's a good idea. You hire rapists and put them in your competitors' parking lots. They
you
mention
know
what'd
be funny is if Chris's girlfriend had like a rape fantasy, but part of the fantasy was like, she wanted Chris to rape her, but it couldn't be played off like, oh, it's just my boyfriend, because then she doesn't get that thrill.
Right, definitely.
So Chris has to like disguise himself really well, wear another man's cologne, dress up all different, maybe use some like fake facial hair, maybe wear like a cock ring so that way his dick looks a little different.
Well, the problem is,
what he does is you jump out and you rape your girlfriend in the parking lot, but what if somebody else beat you to it?
Well, that's an intriguing proposal. The problem is, I think that she would just sense my musk and my aura. It would never work. So that's why I have to rape my future girlfriend.
I think I read somewhere once that a certain percentage of women all have the rape fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Most girls have...
No, 90... I think I read a stat like 90-something percent of girls want me specifically to rape No, but I really pick up like a lot of girls want me to rape them. Yeah.
But do you think girls want that rape fantasy the same reason like why we want to live on like a planet of like a zombie apocalypse? Like it just seems like the scariest thing ever, and that kind of brings the thrill to it?
Well, I think it's just because they want babies.
Because they want to be dominated by a man.
Yeah, sexually. They want to be dominated by a man sexually. They just want to be dominated by a man in general. And they want babies, but they don't want to be held responsible for like making the decision. They want that decision put on them.
Yeah, in them.
In them.
90% of women who jog at night in my neighborhood want me to rape them.
That's stats, dude. Like, that's, Chris isn't just like, this isn't a made up stat. Chris has done the research.
I hired the Pew Council.
Yeah. He crunched the numbers.
You guys have given four different stats, and they have all coincidentally been 90%.
Well, 90% of our stats to be, I'm, this is going to seem weird, but 90% of our stats are the number 90%.
There's a 10% margin of error. I read a stat that 90% of made-up stats equate to 90%.
It's funny you read that.
All women want to be raped, though.
Yeah.
It's true.
Wait, okay, hang on. I know we just joked about that a lot, but let's have an actual discussion
really,
about it.
All women want to be raped.
You can't possibly believe all women want to be raped.
I believe the vast majority of women want to be raped, and the rest of them don't know it yet.
God. Now, like, by a stranger?
No, here's the thing. When he says, let me put words in your mouth.
I don't mean
date
raped either. I mean, like, rape.
You don't mean that fake rape that was
no,
a politician?
Legitimate rape. Most of them want to be legitimately raped.
Let me put some words in your mouth here, Chris, just to kind of stop the emails a little bit right now. People are writing them.
Don't pretend that people email us. I wish people would outrage email us.
Do you think there's enough people listening to this to be offended?
Yeah.
Ben, will your dad be offended by this? Because if not, I think we're cool.
I don't know. I'm surprised he still claims me as his own.
He's just for tax purposes.
I'm not saying that women won't prosecute a rapist.
Let me see if this is what you mean. You don't think that all women want to be raped by some random stranger who they're not attracted to. You think that all women want to meet like a guy who's they're secretly attracted to, but wouldn't want to really admit that they're attracted to, who's a little bit too much of an alpha male, and have that guy sort of force his way onto them. So they don't have to deal with the sort of, cultural stigma of being a girl that just dates a guy for his body. And like that sort of alpha male type, the idiot who also doesn't want to tell themselves that they're that type of person who goes after that. But if the guy rapes them, they can get the best of both worlds. They can have a fantasy of like, I can't do anything about this, but it feels so good. And they're getting the guy that they wouldn't want to do it anyway. You don't really believe like they want some fucking scumbag, like homeless black dude with fucking, what's that disease called that dogs get?
Why are you being racist on behalf of all women? What I think is
I'm
this.
I'm trying to paint a picture.
What I think is this.
Dark picture.
They don't really want to get raped in the park, but if they're thinking about it while their husband's doing them, it will bring them to climax slightly faster.
Okay. That I'm more inclined to believe might be a percentage of women who have that. And I do believe probably, but I mean, it's no different than men. We all want to meet some girl who like just only fucking cares about sex. And like, she's like, but that doesn't really exist. You know what I mean? Like no girl actually, if a girl's claims to just be like, I'm so horny and that's all there is to me, I just want to fuck. Well, that's because you have something fucked up in your head. Like you have something else that you're covering for.
Maybe I'm not a doctor.
That's because their dad didn't hug them enough, or maybe hug them too much,
too deep.
What do you think the punishments of rape should be? Like if you're a convicted rapist,
you should get butt fucked. Unless you're gay and you like to get butt fucked.
Wouldn't you have to punish the person that punished the rapist?
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a giant prison train.
I'm okay with more executions.
It's just, you know, like the chain gang, or like in they all have them like hooked up to that weird chain back in the day, and they're like breaking rocks out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, like on Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah, it's like that, but they're all in chains, but they're all butt fucking the person in front of them and getting butt fucked by someone behind them. But it's a circle, though, so no child left behind.
I really like that in that movie they asked for permission to take their shirts off when it's a little too hot out.
That really turned you on.
No, I'm just saying, that's the type of respect you don't see anymore.
Especially not in prison.
I think the world would be a better place if we just executed all violent criminals.
Wait, isn't a good positive message?
I don't think that would work, though.
What do you mean you don't think it would work?
Well, don't they say that even the states that have the death penalty, even like their violent crime rates aren't lower, they're actually higher?
Well, that's for a while until you start seeing
the pan.
Yeah, and so when you start seeing the bodies pile up like Auschwitz style, you're going to think twice about like, oh shit, they're fucking serious about this. Every cousin I have is dead.
What if we just not let violent criminals get married and breed?
Yeah, I think it should be something more along those lines, where you're castrated or. But here's the weird thing: Think about this. How many dumb decisions have you made in your life? How would you like it if one dumb decision just ruined the entire rest of your life? And I know, I hate to play the middle ground here, but you're the one, Ben, talking about the middle ground and like how the answers almost always are in the middle ground.
But I don't think that rape is a dumb decision.
I think it's a smart decision. Good point, man. Again, you're vehemently defending rape. I don't know how many times we've heard you do this on the show.
One time I ate a full-size bag of Doritos and two king-size Snicker bars in one sitting.
That is not
true. That was a dumb decision.
Did you really do that?
I swear to God I did that.
Holy cow, man. But what about if you're starting to have sex with a girl and she's and you're just turned on all the way and she starts to tell you no and you know you shouldn't do it, but you just I don't want to say your instincts fully take over, but they take over enough where you just do something stupid and you've been drinking a little bit and you just have sex with her. That's considered rape, and should you be castrated or killed for that?
Is it considered rape if I actually climax before she finishes her sentence?
What was her sentence? No.
Because I, or no, thanks. I might be finished before she even starts to say no.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio on Facebook.com and click like. Got a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com. Want to hear your voice on the show? Leave us a message at 7-SHOTTY-NOW. That's 774-633-9669. And most importantly, leave us an iTunes review.
I believe that the first time they had sex after he became the president, Michelle Obama was a little bit wetter.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, because of the power of that office.
Yeah. The office of Regina? The
power of that, yeah.
How many rooms do you think they've done it in the White House? James?
Two at most.
Yeah, Chris?
Why, because of all the security?
Yeah.
Chris?
I agree with Jamie.
Ben?
Do you think there's ever been a time where he was like taking a shit and then he realized that they were out of toilet paper in the bathroom and he had to call like an agent to bring him some more toilet paper?
No way.
That would be the most vulnerable I'd ever feel.
I guarantee Jamie's read some article about the stocking of toiletries in the White House and why this could never happen based on policies and backup policies.
I don't think it could never happen either, but...
It never happened to Obama. It might have happened to, like, John Adams.
Do you think, like, after his first duke as president, he looked down and thought, this is the first... presidential duke of the 44th member of the
sounds like he's like naming a member of British Parliament or something. This duke.
This is the Duke of Poop.
Okay, what other amateur questions can we ask JB about the presidents? Who do you think has received more BJs in their life, Romney or Obama? Why am I even asking this question? It's not even fucking fair. Who do you think has... It's all any sexual questions are all Obama, right?
Well, unless we count Clinton. Clinton would definitely.
Here we go. Clinton or Obama. Let's go back to this. Who do you think has given more cuntilingus? Clinton or Obama?
Well, Obama's a brother. Oh, but he's half white.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Probably licked an average amount of cuntilingus.
He licked an average amount of cunnilingus. Does Chris think that's what another name for the vagina?
You know what I mean.
He did say
cunnilingus. Do you think that's what the long form of cunt is? Oh man, I kicked her right in her cunnilingus.
He's just trying not to be harsh and rude and like he wants to say cunt, but he doesn't want to be like out of line here.
I'll never forget the time, first time my lady showed me her kind of like.
Okay, Clinton or Obama? More cunnilingus.
Clinton, definitely.
Clinton, yeah.
More women in their life, Clinton or Obama?
Clinton, for sure.
Clinton.
Okay. More BJs, Clinton or Obama?
They're all going to be Clinton.
Bigger dick, Clinton or Obama?
I bet Clinton has a pretty big hog.
What do you think's bigger, Clinton's hog or Obama's deuce?
Clinton's just so goddamn confident.
You're right. Where does it come from?
You gotta have a swing and talk to be able to carry yourself like that.
Do you think he's got more going girth-wise or length-wise?
little bit of both, but I know it's crooked from what Monica Lewinsky's testimony told us.
Did Clinton have a nickname for his hog?
You must have gotten my message, huh?
What was your message?
You didn't get it?
No. My dad just walked in the studio.
Hey, Craig, what president do you think had the biggest wiener?
Yeah. What president do you think had the biggest penis out of all our presidents?
Like they measured.
I'm just asking your personal opinion. I don't want you to...
Lincoln, he was about the biggest.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's probably too.
And I feel like there was more testosterone in humanity back then.
You got to have a big talk to free the slaves.
Why was there more?
And he wasn't jealous. That's probably why he was the one guy willing to free the blacks. Because he was the only guy that could match up with him.
Right. He wasn't threatened.
Exactly.
Why was there more testosterone back then?
The study that I read about wasn't able to conclude why there was less testosterone now. There were some theories about it. The one that I believed the most was that men in the last, 50 years, have basically been forced to act less like men. And so that's changing our hormones.
I agree with that.
I don't think Danny fits in that mold.
Wait, Dad, come here. We want to ask you more questions about presidents and their wieners.
All right. I said wiener to be respectful.
I need to take a shower, though. I don't smell too bad.
Who do you think has had more sex in their life, Obama or President Clinton?
Clinton.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any contest here.
All right.
What about... Ask your dad to give a fancy name for the vagina.
Dad, tell me the fanciest name that you've ever heard in your life or the weirdest name you ever heard for a woman's vagina.
Man, I'm not in the greatest memory mind since I found out. Anyhow.
Since you found out about what?
The bicicleta, mio.
By the way, why don't you go look downstairs?
No, I wouldn't have walked by it.
Go look downstairs, Dad.
Ah, la mierda, muy estúpido.
Did you find his bike?
Yeah, a guy stole his bike, and I found him on the street today.
Whoa.
And he got it back?
It was a big black guy. Well, not that big, but just about a 40-year-old black guy.
What did you say?
I said, that's my dad's bike.
And what did he say?
Okay. He said, oh, man, no. And I was like, that's my dad's bike. And I just looked him in the eye. And he's like, I just bought this over on the east side. And I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you, man. That's my dad's bike. If you want, I'll go try to help you track down the guy you bought it from and get your money back. But that's my dad's bike. I'm taking this bike.
Nobody at work told me.
They didn't know. I found a guy riding it today.
You did?
Yeah.
God bless you, son. Did you tackle him?
I didn't tackle him.
I'll bet you I know what he looks like. What does he... I get to look at a surveillance tape.
What does he look like?
And I want me and this girl named Debbie.
Did you know, was there a black guy there named Buck?
Nah.
Well, that's who was riding your bike. And he's actually not a horrible dude. I know that sounds...
Well, didn't the guy that me and Susanna... Debbie. Me and Debbie...
Well,
name,
he said he bought the bike for $75, but I don't believe him because he just gave it up to me with no real argument. And I basically let him do that because I didn't want to have either homeless or just guy wandering the streets type guy with too much time on his hands in my neighborhood as an enemy. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to get the bike from him and sort of give him a way out with his pride.
Danny's a true karmic warrior. He does it again. Remember when he used to beat the fuck out of the white dudes and fuck with his Hmong friends? You remember that, right?
I heard about it.
No, you didn't know him back then?
No, he didn't know me in elementary school.
I heard about it. Everybody knew about that.
The karmic warrior comes through. I'd ask for a hug, but I stink, man. I'm gonna take a shower after your shower.
Yeah, I found him on your. I found him. I saw him riding your bike, and I just, like I said, I walked up and I said, "That's my dad's bike, and I'm taking it."
Yeah, he didn't argue.
He didn't, but to be honest, Ted, he was. I feel bad for the guy because he seemed like I talked to him for a while. And he basically almost started crying while we were talking, and he just seemed like after I talked to him for a while, he seemed like a decent enough guy. But I still think he stole your bike, but. He's not a bad guy. He just does bad things, if that makes sense. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
The devil can.
He has too much time on his hands, and he just
get into people that aren't bad and cause them to do shit because they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Well, you are swearing a lot today, Dad. Why have I never heard you swear? I know why, because he did
all day. I've been like,
he thought he lost his bike got stolen, and he didn't sleep last night.
I got testosterone city, brother.
He just dropped a brother.
Okay, brothers, I'll call your buddies brothers.
Well, and also the fact that you slept for 2 hours last night probably adds to the fact that you're acting a little bit more manic than normal. I woke up. I literally slept like an hour last night from waking up to put him to bed. God, 15 times.
Sounds like Delaney.
And he, well, did Delaney ever take your bike out for a bike ride at 2 a.m. when he was supposed to, after you'd put him to bed, and you go downstairs and look for him, and not only is he not in the bed you put him in, but your bike is gone after he just lost his bike. Oh, and the front door was open.
Nice.
2 a.m. All right, well, that's about it.
It's not every day to get your bike stolen and get it within 24 hours.
All right, Dad, say bye to everyone. I love you. No, say bye to everyone on the podcast. So bye to, say, by name.
Y'all have fun, everybody. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Say.
Bye, Chris.
Yeah, who else?
Bye, Jamie.
Who else?
Bye, DW.
All right. That about wraps it up, right?
Fucking asshole.
See you later.
I'm glad your bike got stolen.
All right,
bye.
See ya. Thank you.